Louise Doughty has a natural feeling for suspense, how to produce a crawling unease. Her new novel, Black Water, introduces us to a very troubled man, John Harper, who takes us through much of the post-war era, from the civil conflict in Indonesia back to a Japanese war camp where he was born, to America and to Amsterdam, and leads us into a world of deceit and violence that haunts him. She writes about menace. I asked her what she thought it was.
Well, Harper lies awake at night on a tropical island. It's in Indonesia, and he's listening to the rain on his roof, and he's kept awake by the geckos and the insects and the monkeys on the veranda. And he thinks what he is afraid of is something that's going to happen. He thinks that men with machetes are going to come and kill him. But of course, what Harper's really afraid of is not something that's going to happen. He's afraid of something that he himself has already done. It's because of his past experiences that he's so fearful.
One of the things that you're getting at here, it seems to me, is that all of us, in one way or another, have something that we want to hold back.
I think that everybody has something in their life that, in their heart of hearts, they want to atone for. And it might not be something as dramatic or something as huge and political as the thing that Harper has in his past. But all of us have had occasions where we've walked by on the other side of the road, where there's somebody looking unwell in a bus stop, or there's an old lady standing in her doorway saying, "Can you talk to me?" I mean, we've all had experiences like that. I think we're all haunted by not just the bad things that we've done, but the good things that we've failed to do.
There's something else about Harper. He was born in a prisoner of war camp, a Japanese prisoner of war camp. There was great violence attending his conception and birth. In this book, violence inevitably seems to breed violence. There's a cycle.
There really is, and I mean, we see that on every level. We see it with individuals. We all know that people who are abusive are very likely to have been abused themselves in childhood. But we also see it on a macro political level. Any country that has had a long period, often decades, of violence, and I mean, we can all think very gloomily of the future of Syria and Iraq, the Middle East. Any country that has been through these kind of convulsions, it takes decades, sometimes generations, for that to heal.
He's a wanderer as well. He's half Dutch. He knows Amsterdam. He's lived in California. He's been in Indonesia. He was born in a camp. There's a sense in which he's never been able to tie the boat to its moorings.
Absolutely. And I think, to me, it's very important that Harper is mixed race. And I think it is a novel about the experience of being mixed race. He's a man with a floating ethnicity. When he's growing up in Amsterdam, he's bullied for being black, because there is an Indonesian community in Amsterdam that has a lot of sort of racial tensions there. When he's in California and he's living with a black family and he's going to a school largely with black children, he's bullied for being Japanese. It's just after the Second World War. They think he's Japanese. When he's in Indonesia, they think he's white. And there is a line in the book where he says he feels as though his skin tone gets whiter and whiter the further east he flies. He's a chameleon. He's a man who's not at home anywhere, but also that is what makes him good at his job. He's a man who can fit in almost anywhere if he needs to as well.
He pretends to be one thing. He's actually acting not as a traditional spy in the service of a government, but in another kind of undercover way. And you seem to be trying to draw a picture of something that you think represents a particular strain in the chaos of the world we're in now, with states disintegrating apparently all over the place.
As states disintegrate, what do we see the rise of? We see the rise of security for hire. And as we saw in Iraq, private contractors are not liable to court-martial in the same way that the army is. So I think what we're almost seeing is the privatization of political stability, which I think is an incredibly dangerous thing.
Harper is regretful. Is he redeemed?
Well, that's a very good question. There is a question mark left open at the end of the book about what exactly is going to happen to him in the next few hours. And I deliberately left that open to interpretation. I know what's going to happen, but I think depending on what you think about Harper, that will alter your view of what's about to happen to him as the book comes to its conclusion. I won't say any more than that.
All good books leave you with a question to ponder. Louise Doughty, author of Black Water, thank you very much.